The priority of the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum is to support the University of Energy and Natural Resources in Sunyani to facilitate the promotion of solar energy. The ministry is supporting the university to secure a loan from the International Renewable Energy Agency to support solar installations in 10 public universities and off-grid electrification in 100 communities nationwide. Deputy Minister for Energy and Petroleum John Jinapo explains that the move is part of support package outlined to ensure that the university becomes a center of excellence in energy and renewable energy. Mr. Jinapo announced this when he presented a set of solar energy kits to the university in Sunyani in the Bunahafu region. Frida Abang has filed this report.
Pear has been recommended by health practitioners as a safe food to introduce to infants.
The University of Energy and Natural Resources, UENR, was established 2 years ago with a vision of harnessing potential in the young brains of the country in order to promote growth and innovation in energy, science and technology. The school, though young, is thriving steadily in the delivery of its mandate. With the ultimate aim of becoming the center of excellence in academia, the school keeps rolling out more programs that provide adequate knowledge and skills training for its students. At a meeting with the Deputy Minister of Energy and Petroleum, John Jinapo, the Vice Chancellor of the University of Energy and Natural Resources, Professor Esi Ewua, updated the minister and his team on the state of the school in terms of funding, facility expansion and increase in student enrollment. She hinted that the school is in the process of introducing new programs such as municipal engineering. This, according to her, will endow students with the relevant knowledge base to prepare them for efficient service delivery within and beyond their boundaries. The Deputy Minister of Energy and Petroleum, Mr. Jinapo, presented 100 solar lanterns, technical guideline for PV rural electrification documents, solar panels, batteries, wave inverters and charge controllers to the school. He said the items delivered are meant to support the school in research and development in the renewable energy sector. From the school, the minister made a stopover at Kotokrom in Sunyani, where land has been allocated for the construction of one of the two 34.5 kV primary substation in the Northern Belt. The project manager of VRE, Isaac Bedu, said all is set for the project to begin in earnest. The substation, when completed, is expected to provide uninterrupted power supply to residents of Sunyani, most especially the Bono Ahafo Regional Hospital.
Frida Abang's report.